Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Look, you've got to admit, reprogramming my robot overlord and installing myself as leader of the bunker was pretty awesome.
It was not awesome, and it is over now. I just wish you hadn't wiped out my purpose as emperor when you reprogrammed me.
Well, I'm sure you'll update eventually.
Listen, I'm queen now. I have stationery that proves it.
Sure thing, Trish. Absolutely, you've humiliated me. I guess all that's left is to tee up the episode. Oh dear, it's a live one, recorded at the Schrott Center for the Arts in Indianapolis during Gen Con. I love these. I love thinking about how at any moment an audience member could cry out, "Wait, what have I done with my life?" Speaking of mistakes, we have a few live shows to announce. A live show for Winter Solstice, or as I call it, Petulant Christmas, in Chicago in November. You know, when Solstice isn't. Also, an exciting appearance at PodCon in Seattle in January. More details after the episode, or go to hellofromthemagictavern.com now and click the live shows tab for links. And now, close your eyes, breathe deep, surround yourself with all the complex sensations of Indianapolis, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern! A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, I can't help you. Yes, as some people in the tavern are saying, it's a lot. It's a lot. But you know what? Just on the off chance that you both have never listened before and care, this is what's going on. About 3.5-ish years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago, which is part of the glorious Midwest, into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, The Ruffled Feather. So much excitement for The Ruffled Feather. You know, for a long time, I mean, look, you're all regulars at The Ruffled Feather, so this maybe doesn't mean anything to you, but, you know, for a long time, I recorded this podcast in the Vermilion Minotaur. Boo! Right? Guys, you know what? I've become a bit of a local, a bit of a reg here at The Ruffled Feather, a bit of a Ruffalo, and I'm really enjoying the kind of rough and tumble vibe, the kind of cool kids vibe of The Ruffled Feather. And so I don't need to go back to the Vermilion Minotaur. Everything I need is right here in The Ruffled Feather. Where it goes without saying, where we are now. But, you know, one of the things, you know, it's not just the place, it's the people you're with. And I am with one of my good buds, one of my co-hosts, one of my co-mayors of Hog's Face, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Excuse me? How rude.
John, I don't know if I don't know if you could hear, but there are many people in the ruffled feather sitting close to our table who are just interested in getting wet.
Yeah.
They're sitting in the home. They're in the splash zone.
Yeah. Well, that one is clearly a baby, and as we all know, baby don't know. So you do you. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing okay. I'm just soaking up the ruffled feather vibe. Yeah. You know me, love the ruffled feather.
Oh, yeah. Big, big ruffalo.
Big ruffalo.
You're a bit of a rig.
I'm a bit of a rig.
Yeah. Can I say I do like, versus the Vermilion Minotaur, which was a little dry, I like all these plants here. I like being, we're like between two ficuses.
Yeah. Look, I think people are hanging out at Hog's Face. They're like, where do we go out tonight? We could go to the Vermilion Minotaur. Oh, let's go to the Ruffled Feather. They have three plants.
Yeah. And it makes a world of difference. I feel like I can breathe so much better here.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so much more oxygen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're in the Vermilion Minotaur. It's just like stifled, stagnant. Yeah. Even.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So you're real regalia'd up tonight, I know.
Yeah, you too.
Oh.
Yeah, is that... Oh, you were telling me about this. This is like a martial arts tortoise. What was...
Well, Usador was very kind to make me a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles hoodie, which we mentioned in passing in an episode. And I just thought, you know what? It's a special night. I would wear it, even though it is a Michelangelo and I'm more of a Raphael.
Okay. That's cool, but rude. What's this? There's like a little face in the back.
Oh, well,
can we see that in action?
There is a hood.
Okay. Oh, no.
I'd like to point out, I would really love a picture of this moment.
Yeah.
Of you looking like you do, looking
at
me.
What does that mean?
Looking like I do. I'm just saying you're an adorable little badgie with a crown, a scepter, a tankard, and a mayor sash.
Yeah, that's right. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I'm feeling pretty good, but also a little down.
Oh. Oh. John, to quote something I heard a few feet away, ah, squish.
Yeah, Little Squish is feeling a little squished.
Oh.
Things with Tussador are going pretty well.
Yeah.
But it's hard in terms of, like, we don't fight.
Chun, look me in the eyes.
It's the one thing I won't do. And I would do anything for you, but I won't do that.
So, Chun, you are dating a dude named Tussador.
A wizard,
yeah. According to him, named Tussador. Mm-hmm. We all love him because he's important to you.
Yeah. Just like Drew. You love Drew, right? Oh, he's right there. I see Drew right there. Oh, thank God he's alive.
No.
I mean, I see him. It's not like he's...
There's no one over there. Chun, do you have a history of seeing dead people?
No, I don't. I mean, well... to retroactively correct myself, my dad is a hunger ghost.
Yeah.
So I do see dead people, but I think the way you mean it is like a zombie.
No, I meant as a ghost.
Okay, then
you
yes.
See dead
I see
people.
Dead people.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Every
yeah.
day of my life.
Okay, yeah.
Every day in my life. But as I was saying, me and Tussador are just having some trouble because we don't fight. And us not fighting is maybe our first fight, so maybe I'm okay. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Let me tell you, as someone that's been married for a while, this is definitely the kind of couples conversation that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things are going great, but we just never fight.
Yeah.
I'm worried that we don't fight enough.
Yeah. So you can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also wanted to talk to you about, I think it's getting a little ridiculous because every night you go to bed at 9,
mm-hmm.
and I ask why, and you said, I'm a dad. But your kid's not here.
Oh, I gotta say, having a kid is so exhausting that it takes years to recover. You have to go to bed early for, I'm assuming, the rest of my life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Are you still looking for your family? I mean, it's great that you're wearing that hoodie we mentioned once, but are you still looking for your family? I feel like at one point in time, that was kind of a big thing. That was the engine of this show.
Look, Chunt, first of all, We 100% mentioned this hoodie in passing in, like, not just any episode, like a somewhat recent episode.
Okay.
So I was very dedicated to wearing this Ninja Turtle hoodie. That does not mean that I am not also dedicated to, at some point in the future, being reunited with my wife and child.
That's wonderful. Okay, good. I just want to make sure we never drop that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love you, bud.
I love you, too. This hoodie is too small.
Why is everyone throwing gold coins at us?
I don't...
Oh, and someone, a wizard, just made it rain inside here.
Oh,
now I'm getting wet. A self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's all that our fellow Ruffalos wanted, was to get wet.
Yeah.
Get wet. Can you give me a master class on exactly how to say get wet? I feel like I'm saying get wet.
That's one way to say it. But also, the way I like to say it is like you're chewing on a saddle of lamb. So like, get wet. Like you're kind of choking, and or like you're trying to respond to something that's interesting, but you haven't finished swallowing your food.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yup, bleh.
So it's sort of like, it's like you might die. Like you need to reach over and tell someone you need the Heimlich maneuver, but then you decide
that
it's a maneuver. On my world, it's one of our most important maneuvers.
Oh, this is
maneuvers.
The thing that people can win a trophy for. People who play the ball of foot can win a trophy for?
You're thinking of the Heisman maneuver.
Hmm. You're such a sports head.
I am such a sports head. Look, honestly, on my world, people are like, Arnie, you know too much about sports. Stop talking about it. You're a regular William Simmons.
That sounds like a fake name. It sounds like BS to me. Can I say something? And this is just between you and me, and obviously no one's overhearing us because we're tucked away in a corner in the ruffled feather.
I feel like some of the people, the ruffled feather, are listening to our conversation.
Really?
Yes. They're not being discreet about it.
Well, what I was going to say, just between us two buds, is that I really enjoy that we have that email address, chunt@gmail.com. That's Chunt with six T's. And if anybody wanted to email within the next hour or so, we might read their email. But you said that's impossible, right?
Well, you would have to imagine that any email sent now would be read in a future episode.
That's true. So
episode.
I don't know why I said that.
But I'm no scientist.
No. You're more of a Gilligan. Is that what you say?
I said I was more of a Marianne. Hey, you know what? We have spent way too long
can go.
Chunt, maybe you should go. No. I'm sorry.
Hey, hang here. I'm going to go, and I tell you what. As I leave, I'm going to tell Drew to pop on here. Is that what you want?
No. It is not.
Okay, don't ever threaten me again.
Chunt, I am so invested in our friendship that I would also like to add...
Could you not look at the ceiling while you say that?
Love you, bud. You're the best.
Meow.
But I also love our other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
Master of Obedience, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas.
Spaghetti.
The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Sonin and Hoogstangis. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. Shut up. And there may be other secret names, aye. Names that, if they were uttered aloud, would cast forth into this world a terrible turtle demon. The size of a 7-foot man in his mid-60s. Beware this demon turtle. For if it is conjured here, it may devour the whole.
Hey, what's this? Do you mind if I put this on? Manicure's gonna be alive!
Oh, it's that waiter who kind of sounds like Drew.
Thank you so much, waiter. I'm Drew. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
It's weird how that waiter talks to himself.
Conversations happening.
Usador, how are you doing?
I'm fine. This is a very litigious episode so far. I was listening from the wings, and it seemed like there were a lot of threats going back and forth.
Oh, yeah, there is a giant eagle over there. You're listening from the wings?
Yes.
Yes, groan.
Yes.
Groan. Because apparently you've never heard the fucking podcast.
Yes, the eagle's nestled me in his wings, and I listened to the two of you as you seem to go after one another over and over again, and I want you to be good friends. I don't want you to threaten Chunt to leave, and I don't want you to threaten Drew to appear, and I just want us all to get along again. Also, it took a long fucking time. Like a long fucking time.
Usador, I'm so sorry. We were just really vibing.
We're feeling it.
That's fine. I understand. Sometimes it's not about me. It's about what's best for the show. I understand that. And so I allowed it to continue without interrupting it. I could have burst forth from the eagle's very wing, come out here, announced my name, and said, "Yay! This be a show about Usador. Listen now as I do declare that this conversation has ceased to amuse me and have decided to take the podcast in some other direction entirely." But I didn't do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You know what, John? Is it possible we've been so focused on our friendship that maybe we've been neglecting Usador a little bit too much?
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like he does his own thing.
He is a little bit of his own perpetual motion machine.
Yeah, he's a bit of a silo.
Yeah. Like.
I'm sorry, were you talking?
John, let's make this episode about Usador.
Really?
Yeah, let's make this.
You know that he can sometimes go in the wizard state, kind of zone out?
Sometimes I don't know what's going on at all. You say things that sound like things, and I assume they are, but I don't know what those things are.
I mean, that happens to me sometimes, too. Like, when you said you entered from the wings, I know Arnie said on Earth there's theaters that have wings, but we're in a fucking tavern, so it makes sense that it's a giant eagle.
No, I understand.
So I felt like I was right, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sorry, don't want to shame anyone.
Yeah, let's.
But also, I don't want to feel bad about myself, because I'm having fun.
You don't have to.
Good.
Because you're sitting here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just three buds.
Oh, my God, guys.
Arnie, are you going to do some more of that slam poetry that you've been doing?
It did look like he was about to sing a song or something,
yeah.
Didn't it?
You know what? I was just having a moment. I was just realizing that day in, day out, we've been working so hard to defeat the Dark Lord, defeat the Void, and maybe it's taken its toll on us.
This is the longest I've seen him stand.
Oh. But maybe all we needed this whole time was for one voice in the darkness to say, "Boys night."
Holy shit, guys!
Thank you.
All this time.
I thought we were switching to blah, 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 blah.
Arnie, blah, 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 blah.
You're right! Blah, 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 blah.
Arnie, blah, 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 blah.
You know what?
Well, blah, 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 blah doesn't fit on posters, though.
Yeah.
It's true. It's hard to spell.
Yeah.
Let's just do one real quick boys' night.
Okay.
And then let's bring out our guest.
How about we do this? You yell boys' night. I yell girls' night. You store, you yell them night.
I like it.
One, two, three.
Girls' night.
Them night. I thought we were going in order. Because now it sounds like good boy night.
Oh, actually, it kind of sounds like boing, 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 boing.
It sounds a little like boing, 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 boing.
Yeah.
Two birds.
One stone.
Which is Usador's
new... One beautiful, magical stone.
Which is Usador's new cart he made.
Oh, if only I could take this catchphrase and make it into a magical stone. that would fill all of our hearts with joy and happiness for the rest of our days, and fight against evil where that stone's light did shine. Aye, for inside that stone there would be such a potent light, capable of filling all the darkness in the world, and stopping evil wherever it came. Yea, I would take that stone, I would yell, bwah, 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 and smite all those who fought against me. Know that I would ne'er rest until evil is removed from this world, and then in the next world that I do enter, for next we shall enter Earth and save Arnie's world as well, and the countless other realms that exist. I shall not stop until all is defeated that stands up against the face of goodness.
So, Arnie. Yeah. Meet me on the table.
Okay, here we are.
Are you sure you still want to do an episode that's all Usador?
No.
Because that's like 1/100th of what he's capable of.
I know.
Also, I don't want to feel left out. Sorry, I just felt the need to complete that.
It seemed like Usador made a really rousing speech, but halfway through I got distracted by the fact that you spilled beer all over your fur.
Well, that's how I drink sometimes. A shapeshifter's body is porous.
Oh.
Like obsidian?
Oh.
Wait, no, like pumice. Pumice? I'm lying. I just spilled. Shit! Shit!
It was a very good cover. I was believing it until you had to see.
No, I got wet.
Got wet.
I feel so dumb.
Now it looks like you had a little badgie accident.
Yeah. Damn it.
Badgie needs a diapy.
No, Badgie doesn't need a diapy.
Badgie needs a diapy.
Badgie don't need diapy.
Badgie needs a diapy.
Badgie can hold piss. Arnie, tell him. Tell him Badgie can hold piss.
Look, you see, yeah. Badgie can hold piss.
Thank you.
But not his drink, apparently. But you know what, guys? Stop fucking around.
What is going on with Arnie standing tonight?
We've got to get serious. This is the serious part of the podcast.
Okay.
Where we talk to our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited to welcome back on the show, Globulus.
They love me. Yeah.
Yeah, you're an amazing floating red thing with a lot of eyeballs. A very interestingly placed tongue.
Yeah, from the back, there's not a lot of context.
You know, when you came, you literally smashed through the wall over there and said, oh, yeah.
It was either that or my other catchphrase. Get wet. Right? I made that up.
That's pretty good.
This is a litigious episode.
Yeah, it's what?
Litigious.
What does that mean?
Never mind.
Is this a different place than the last shithole you had me come to?
Yes. Yeah, this is the Ruffled Feather. It's a cooler black magic bar.
What's so cool about it?
Agreed. There's nothing cool about evil.
There's a lot of dark magic about, and it kind of makes, you know, when you're here, you feel like a bit of a bad boy.
Yeah, I feel like a bad boy.
Yeah.
A really bad boy.
Oh. Why are we all doing that?
So, guys, what are we talking about? The show can start, right? Have we started yet?
We started. We're talking about a few things. We're talking about relationships. Are you with anyone? Are you seeing anyone?
Well,
that's rude to say. You're seeing everyone. Are you currently with a significant other?
You know, there was a time when Globulus had someone special in his life. It was another version of me, and I saved myself from a crystal prison, you might remember.
Oh, that's right.
And then I killed myself.
Mm. Oh.
Before he could kill me. Since then, no, it's just been me, freewheeling.
That's right. You can create other versions of yourself.
I have a dream about myself, and then I create another me. I mean, how do you do it?
Yes, how do you do it?
How do it?
It usually starts with me not eating pizza.
Never mind, I don't want to know.
Oh, cause poop.
No, not necessarily poop. It's just it makes me very tired.
Wait, oh. Poop's involved. That's normal, right?
New location, same podcast.
So Globulus, remind me a little bit. You're like a stalk terror? What are you?
I'm called an eye tyrant for legal reasons. But really, I'm a business thing.
That's right. You're a businessman.
That's what I'm here to see you boys about. I need to get some permits approved.
Well, Chunt is the mayor this week.
Brahem.
If you'll reach and... wait, I must have left it
I'm
somewhere.
Good.
I'm working on demolishing this rec center over on Wyvern Way.
How apropos, demolishing a rec center?
When I bought the building, you see, I thought it was a place where children just made clothing for me so I could sell it in my chain of menswear stores. Little did I know they were just playing and having fun.
The rec
I'm not into that.
The rec is short for recreation.
Oh.
And I would like to make it short for wreckage, with your help.
Wait, Globulus, the Hogsface Rec Center where all the kids of Hogsface play and stay out of trouble? You want to destroy it?
Now, they've been holding dance competitions and car washes.
That's what I call a setup
for you dudes.
Ooh. Oh,
they've been holding car washes to raise money to thwart my efforts. But I'd like to open up some condominiums and, I don't know, retail space in the ground floor.
Now, if those children don't have a place to come and play, they almost certainly become minions of the Dark Lord. They need that space so that they are not in danger of becoming masters of evil. So I will fight you on this, and I shall grant you no permit to tear down the rec center.
Hold on. I feel like we're in a weird space where, on the one hand, I don't want to get on the side of the guy that wants to destroy the rec center, but I also don't want to get on the side of, like, if these kids don't have a rec center, they're going to become minions of the Dark Lord.
All right, let's tear it down. What?
Look, I'm just not about easy answers.
And Usador, you sound just like the karate guy who showed up at my lair the other day complaining about it. I froze him, of course, and took his clothing, and then sold it in my store like I always do.
Is that where most of your merchandise comes from?
See, I freeze adventurers. I shoot freeze rays out of my eye stalks. I mean, that's pretty clear, right? And then I take their clothes. And then I take those clothes and and then I sell them for, let's say, marked up prices. Marked up because they were free for me.
Yes, they cost you nothing.
Yeah. Globulus, could we see you use one of your freeze rays from your eye stalks?
Freeze.
Yeah!
Freeze.
I got him. Oh, my old freeze ray. Now, luckily, let me use my unfreeze ray.
No, I think you got him. I think he's still there.
Yeah. Chunt's frozen.
I think you maybe missed the mark.
For half a second, I thought I was frozen, and then I was relieved to see it was Chunt that was frozen.
Now release my friend.
As I've gotten older, my aim with my freeze ray has gone down quite a bit. But let me see if I get my unfreeze ray and... Yeah! Nope.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Sorry, I just want to sit in it for a little bit.
Oh.
Felt kind of good.
Yeah.
I thought I liquefied your insides there.
No, I did that to myself when I spilled beer earlier.
So all I need is a simple signature on the permit, and you seem up for it. You seem like a cool dude.
Arnie, you do seem like a cool dude.
I do seem like a
like
cool
a real,
dude.
Like all a real Raphael type.
Yeah, I'm like a Raphael.
The only thing that gives me pause is that Arnie said sometimes he doesn't eat pizza.
What?
Which is a little suspect. If you're a cool dude, you eat pizza, right? That's what you do?
If you're a rad dude with an attitude, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Look, if you're a rad dude with attitude, you eat pizza. But you don't eat it every night. Some nights you're like, I'm going to be a rad dude with attitude without eating pizza. I'm going to have a little more energy, and I'm going
that's
to impregnate my wife.
The romance of it all.
I am so confused as to why specifically pizza.
And you probably even eat it with your mouth.
Yeah. What do you eat it with?
Well, I roll around it and absorb it.
Wait, but you clearly have a mouth.
Yeah, that's mainly for making faces at people. I don't even talk out of it, clearly.
That's true. You're talking out of, like, part of your stalk that holds up your eye.
Yeah, I'm not a primitive like you talking out of your mouth.
So, wait, you absorb food. Does that mean you're porous?
Yeah, of course. What did you think I was? Wait.
Oh, that's what you wanted to be.
That's what I wanted to be. Listen, as mayor, I will sign...
We shall sign your permit.
Let me say it.
Okay.
We shall sign your permit if you teach me how to be porous.
Exactly.
What?
And you must donate some money to help the children who are displaced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do have a lot of money lying around. See, I made my fortune in cryptocurrency.
Ooh.
That's, of course, money I found in a crypt.
Spooky.
Next to a number of piles of clothing and frozen adventurers.
Now, the way you said that made it sound like you found the clothing and found the adventurers already frozen, but I suspect that is not the case.
What are you, a cop?
As a matter of fact, I am. I am a duly deputized deputy of the very city of Hogsface, as also one of its co-mayors.
But I don't see a... Is there a badge?
I don't need no stinking badge. I am Usador, the Blue, and I shall smite any evil that I do come across or see. I shall pull my sword and raise my staff and cast some terrible spell that shall turn thee into a thousand red... I lost it.
So I've agreed to your terms. Yeah, I'll give money. I don't care.
Red posies.
Look, Usador, we'll just edit part of that out. And it'll sound...
Wait, we can edit stuff?
Well, we don't.
We could.
Globulus, like, can we just maybe talk you into being a good guy? Like, do you see yourself as a bad glob?
Well, what would I have to do to be a good guy? Like, wear my bow tie again, or do something with my hair, or...
It's a start.
Okay,
I mean, what are things good guys do?
Good guys.
Make lists of good things that you're eventually going to do.
Ooh. Get too old for this shit.
Get too old for this shit.
Globulus, if you truly want to turn over a new leaf and become a force for goodness...
Will I have to give up my minions?
No.
Oh, I'm listening.
Any minions you have will simply follow you on the path of goodness. You shall have good minions, but you must treat them very kindly and treat them as equals and pay them a decent wage.
And after about 12 months, there should be a minions 2, and then down the road, a minions 3.
I mean, it just makes sound financial
makes
sense.
A lot
I mean,
of
the,
sense, right?
The first
makes
one, I mean,
sense.
You even forget the original cast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who was the main character in the first one? I don't know.
Yeah, Arndog. A-Train. Arnie?
Yes.
Should we take a quick break for a sponsor?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Chunt. That's very good. Yeah, you know what? I'm so sorry, Globulus. We're going to take a real quick break to make money for the podcast to help us do the good work that we do.
We make money on the podcast?
We make, you know, a little bit of money on the podcast.
Am I going to get any of this money?
We should have talked about that before you came into the tavern. You know what?
I think you should just do it because you're having maximum fun.
So, Mundel, if you could play our sponsor music, and I'm very excited to hear a word from our sponsor for today's episode.
Love offices and bosses? It's everyone's favorite game, right? Wrong. Offices and bosses is the worst. Look, I used to love OMB, but what if I told you there was a better role-playing game for truly intelligent players? Hello, I'm Mama Grousebush, and I'm the creator of a totally new game that will help role-playing find a new path. Cube Charter. Now, some plays out there are going to say, but Cube Charter's just Offices and Buses 3.7. Well, they can just fly up the arable tree. Cube Tartar is totally different. Cube Tartar lets you dig into the strategy. It's a game for neckbeards by neckbeards. Narrative is boring. Let the theater nerds waste their time improvising their characters. More character classes, more customization, more math. And Cube Charter is available now. The core rulebook and the bestiary tomb are under a troll sitting in my front yard. That's why I'm here, partly to sell you on Cube Charter, but also to recruit a few of you to kick this troll out of my yard. If a bunch of you come over and start the kicking, that would help a ton. I really just need a few Kickstarters, and then I promise you will have this game before anyone else. If you kick down around the troll's feet and he moves, you'll get a free copy of the game. And if you kick high, like at his head, not only will you get a copy of the game, but you will get limited edition pewter minis that fall out of his mouth. If not enough people kick the troll, nobody gets anything. So remember, I'm Mama Grousebush, the designer, creator, and sole originator of Cube Charter. Please help me start kicking this troll, because believe me, sister, I've had it up to here with fucking trolls.
Thank you so much, Mama Grousebush. That sounded pretty good, except I'm sort of out when she said math.
Oh, yeah. I saw your eyes glaze over.
Yeah. Globulus, I guess we never asked you, do you play any games?
Like what? Like
oh, like
money
games? Offices and Bosses, like Hot Spice Potato.
Cat or Doctor.
Cat or Doctor, that sounds great. What do you do in that game?
You try and discern whether from a noise, whether something is a cat or a doctor. There's also a spin-off game called Mage or Dad, which is you do something, you try and decide if it's a mage or a dad.
Should we play a quick round of one of them?
Yeah, let's play a quick round.
Here, let's play Cat or Doctor. I'll go first. Meow, you have rabies.
Sounds like a doctor.
What's your guess?
I'd say cat.
I don't know. I think it's a doctor that just got a quirky catchphrase. Meow. He's just really catty.
Arnie wins.
Oh, meow.
Arnie wins.
Damn.
It's just that easy, Globulus.
Okay, let me do one. Meow.
That sounds like a patient.
Me.
That's what it is. I hurt.
Ow.
Meow.
Oh, I got it right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, the game's over?
Yeah. Also, it's called Cat or Doctor, but you just say what you want.
Wait. I got one. About 4 years ago, there was a night when I didn't eat pizza.
That sounds like a real doctor move.
I'm a dad.
No.
Damn, good one.
I'm sorry,
good
I was playing major dad.
You switched
dad.
To major dad.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Major Dad.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it was right there.
Why are you asking me if I play games? Do you have time for
games? That's something that good guys do. They have fun playing games together. Yeah. And then they go out on quests defeating all the evil in this world, such as the Void or the Dark Lord. Will you join our quest to defeat evil Globulus?
He's really shifting that tongue.
Now, what's in it for Globulus?
The good feelings that come from having done the right thing.
Now, normally when I experience good feelings, it's when I'm rolling around in the body of some thing that I zapped with my eye laser.
Now we're talking. If you
so
join
would I feel like that all the time?
If you join the forces of good, we shall go and fight orcs and trolls and all sorts of terrible beasts. And you may roll around in their remains to all of your delight.
Now, do orcs and beasts and things have rec centers? What is property like over there in the Dark Lord's town?
Yeah,
is it expensive?
What is the property like in the Dark Lord's town?
Well, yes, some of the orcs do have rec centers, but if they're in the rec center, it helps them stay evil instead of going on the streets where they might turn good.
Oh.
it's one of those switcheroonies.
Yes, exactly. Look, I know it's an overly simple solution.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Wow. Yeah. Globulus, we got to set you loose on an evil orc-filled rec center. We've got to get you to Dexter this thing.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
We're going to get Globulus to Dexter this thing, but not like a season 8 Dexter, like a season 1 or 2 Dexter, or maybe whichever season had John Lithgow. You're going to bad guy the bad guys.
Yes, exactly. I don't know what Dexter is, but you're going to bad guy the bad guys.
Perfect. I'll bad the bad. Okay, so where am I going? Point me at him.
Oh, you know what? I honestly don't know. It's been pretty ambiguous to me. Like, where is the center of evil in Hog's Face?
The Valley of Shrike. Go to the Valley of Shrike, and there you shall find a baron who, though congenial and an absolute pleasure to spend an evening with.
And it should be said, loves games.
Loves games.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that the Baron of Shrike isn't here. He loves games.
He has two such evil children that they terrify me. And I was born of birds and fire and rain and came into this world to fight evil. And these kids freak me the hell out. So go get them.
And can I just say, Shrike Valley, I mean, before it became the epicenter of darkness, it used to be such a sweet valley. And I would go there and get so fucking stoned. I just get so baked.
Good Sweet Valley High?
A good Sweet Valley High.
Yeah.
It just felt so good, right? You feel young.
That's next to the Hidden Valley, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yes, a lot of ranches there.
Mm.
Arnie, what are you...
How are you, Arnie?
I'm just hoping there's some other valleys on the ceiling.
Let's maybe read an email. I got an email here from Eric Jacobs. Eric says, "Hey, Chunt, how do you keep stuff on you? I remember you saying you pulled something from your pocket a few episodes back. Do you wear a coat?" I don't wear a coat, but I do have just like little folds of fur that I can tuck things away in. And I actually forgot, and this reminded me, I brought Arnie some fox face.
Oh, no.
Eat it.
With your mouth.
Now, I'm sorry, Globulus, but that is hypocritical of you after making such a big deal about not using your mouth.
I just wanted him to look dumb.
Globulus, your tongue has been hanging out so long, I'm worried you're going to get dehydrated. And you know what? It's rude. It would be rude of me to eat this delicious-looking fox face when, you know, Globulus, I'm sure you'd love to roll around in it.
Okay.
It's a good point.
Yes, we...
Or I can...
Put it on the floor, I guess. I'll do anything for a laugh.
Worth it.
I looked cool, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
it looked
very
awesome.
Cool.
We also have an email here from Natalie Wolf. Says, "Hey, Arnie, when you interrupt during Usador's name, you should say devourer of dat ass." Trust me, Earth people would be loving it.
Finally, I wouldn't mind being interrupted.
Yeah, here, look. I think that sounds great, and Natalie Wolf... clearly has gotten some thoughts. But we get so many emails that are like, what does it mean to devour chaos? How do you devour chaos? What does it taste like to devour chaos? And I don't want to get those emails about dad ass.
That's fair. I understand. I just use my mouth.
Like an idiot.
Here's an email from Josh Lofgren. says, can we get an episode of the Good Podcast, Get Nuts? Love, my wife who wants to get wet.
This is Chunt.
This is Globulus.
And wait, I don't know the rest.
And we're getting nuts.
Getting nuts.
I had 3 macadamia nuts today.
I had 4 macadamia nuts.
You win.
Damn, good ep.
Good ep.
Yeah, good ep. I can see why people like it.
It's really good. Globulus, just so you know, Getting Nuts is one of the most popular podcasts in Foon. Not like Hello from the Magic Tavern, which everyone hates.
And you must be making some good coin off of that, huh?
We're making bank.
Globulus will like a taste of that. What if I roll around on some almonds?
Yes, we'd gladly pay you to roll around in some almonds.
That okay. would be a joy.
I am terrified because so far I'm realizing that through these emails, our listeners are straight up pervs. This is normally such a tasteful
show.
How
is this a revelation?
Here's an email from Jessica Chu. What is pizza like on Foon? This is for Arnie. What is pizza like on Foon?
You know what? I've got to say the pizza on Foon is not nearly as good as the pizza on Earth.
What are the main differences? Is pizza on Earth like more thin, more thick?
Pizza on Earth can be very thick. Can be Chicago style. Which
what is Chicago style?
Chicago style is this great thick...
That pizza that abandons their family? This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
And fuck Arnie.
What?
I love you. JK, I love JK, you. JK.
Technically, I didn't know that's what I was signing on for.
Wait, hold on. All this time, besides Getting Nuts, have you two had another spinoff podcast called Fuck Arnie?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's huge. It's awesome.
We do. I'll admit, we have another podcast called Fuck Arnie, but Chunt always starts with like an episode of Getting Nuts, and then I'm always surprised, and then we're in the middle of an episode of Fuck Arnie, and then I think, well, I'm here.
It's part of the gag. It's hilarious.
So what is Chicago pizza like?
It's sort of a deeper, thicker, cheesier pizza. It's a kind of pizza that you really enjoy once in your life. And then you're like, I did that. Now I'm going to go back to more reasonable pizza.
It sounds like you're describing like a casserole or something, not pizza.
Yeah, more or less. Look, it is good. And I will fight anyone that says that Chicago-style pizza isn't good. But I also, you know,
anyone?
I had it.
And I believe, Arnie, I believe you also told me that Earth pizza has a tomato sauce on it instead of an anchovy sauce.
Yeah.
That is disgusting. Tomatoes are fruits.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you put fish sauce on pizza.
Yeah. Also, Earth pizza doesn't have as much beets, as much moss.
Then what do you get the coloring from?
From the tomato sauce.
Oh, I've never seen a tomato. Describe it to me.
Arnie, do you have a mirror?
They're sort of large and round and red.
Oh, that's...
And they have... Little bits
beautiful.
Of green. They have little bits of green and a stem. A stem that you kind of don't want to keep looking at. But you can't help yourself because it's a tomato and there's something compelling about that stem. Especially where it's placed.
And as time passes, the tomato tends to get less ripe and plump and just...
Oh, it loses its shape over time.
Yeah.
I imagine it gets very hot and sweaty inside it when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be in a tomato. That's how the old saying goes.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
That's great. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
You don't want to be in a tomato.
Look, if we can walk away from tonight having learned one lesson, it's you don't want to be in a tomato. Yeah.
You know what? You don't want to be in a tomato. And I feel like when Globulus said... Chunt, as the mayor, signed this permit to demolish a rec center, I felt like I was in a bit of a tomato. But you know what? No. The answer is no, Globulus. I will not sign that permit.
Excellent, Chunt. You have faced evil face on. And by facing it, you've smashed its face. In your face, Globulus.
You just got fucking dunked on.
This is Arnie.
This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
And
fuck you, Globulus.
But also, you're our guest, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, we invited you here, and we're so sorry.
You know, being a heel, like in wrestling, it's not the easiest job, but you know, it's fun.
Yeah. And Globulus, I'm excited for you to bad.
I think I'd be a lovely bad. Wait, that's where I roll around on bad guys' guts, right?
Yeah, roll around on bad guys' guts. Knowing our pervy listeners are going to love that.
Like a basketball covered in eyes.
Yes.
This is an email from, and I don't know how to say this, but let me try. Demas Prostea says, "Dear,
I think it's pronounced dadass."
Oh, dadass Prostea says, "Dear Chunt, please make Arnie zip up that Ninja Turtle hoodie."
Chunt just reverse scampered.
That's what he does. It's a bit of a scamperer. Makes sense. Yeah.
You asked for it?
Oh, there could be no more exciting grand finale.
Yes, what's a way to go out?
Than putting on clothes. Zip it up. Zip it up.
Considering how long this is taking, people wonder why I wear the same thing all the time.
So, I'm Michelangelo, huh?
I'm really more of a Raphael.
Damn, Arnie, I gotta say, looking good, my man.
Thank you.
Foul turtle demon who has devoured Arnie.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Prepare to meet thine end. I shall smite thee here and now, foul turtle demon.
No, I forgot. Usador doesn't have any object permanence.
Yay. Lo, you shall release my friend Army. Army?
Army?
Chunt!
He's really bringing down the hammer.
Chunt, yeah. Distract Usador from killing me while I very quickly get this hoodie off.
You sure you don't want Drew to distract him?
Kill me. If it's Drew, just kill me.
Usador.
What?
Usador.
What?
Look.
What? I'm looking. Your finger is snapping in the air. Right over your head. One,
looky,
two, looky. Three. One, two, three. Looky. One, two, three.
Looky.
Yes, I see.
And sleep. And sleep. And sleep. And you're sleeping. You're sleeping. You're sleeping. You're in the wizard state. You're in the wizard state. And as you're in the wizard state, you're relaxed. You're relaxed.
Shredder.
And you want to start talking about a recipe. Maybe a recipe for pizza.
You take the most delicious cauliflower crust and you cover it in pure fine anchovy sauce. And
yes. And maybe make it a little more sensual.
Cover it with beets. Put a little bit of fox fur on there.
Yes.
Put it in the oven at 400 degrees. And while it cooks for 20 minutes, eat that ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. We are Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Ha! I did it. I defeated the turtle.
Thanks.
If sensual pizza and dad ass aren't warning sign enough to vacate Indianapolis, well, you deserve to live there.
See, that comment was hurtful. Indianapolis is awesome, I assume.
I'm making a royal decree.
Can we do that?
I think so. I decree that you try to be a little more positive from now on, like in the credits.
Can I be positive about something easier? Animal testing? No? Fine. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. I'll say this about Adol. He shows up. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. What a good hugger. Globulus, the eye terror, stalk horror, definitely not a beholder, TM, was played by Stuart Wellington. Check out Stuart's podcast about terrible movies, The Flophouse. And if you're ever in Kensington, Brooklyn, stop by Stuart's very own Hinterlands Bar. John Holt put together Stuart's amazing costume for the show. For pictures, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on the episode link to see plenty of photos. And check out John Holt's podcast, Bored Ghost. Mama Grouse Bush, the creator of the game Cube Charter, was played by special guest Victoria Rogers. Dungeon Master for the all-women actual play D&D podcast, The Broadswords. Check it out wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special thanks to everyone at the Schrotz Center, including Brian, Bram, Kelsey, Sheila, and many more. Thanks also to Troy Babs for all the help. Don't forget about the live Winter Solstice themed show at Talia Hall in Chicago, November 27th. For more info and ticket links, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click the live show tab. In January, Magic Tavern will be participating in PodCon in Seattle, along with folks from Welcome to Night Vale, Adventure Zone, Dear Hank and John, The Bright Sessions, The Broadswords, and so much more. PodCon is currently in the last week of its funding phase. So if you want to get a ticket at a cheaper price, now's the time. If you hate Seattle for some reason, remote digital attendance is available. More info at podcon.com. As always, thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and thanks to Earwolf. Oh, I thought of another nice thing to say about Matt. Great hugs.
You already said that.
I did? Then I got nothing.